Okay, and welcome back. About the last, 56 minutes of the show. I do need a break with my voice, and I got a little hungry too, so I'm going to eat dinner while my guest is ranting on. I do want to welcome back Judd Witham to the show. So welcome back again, Judd.
Yeah, it's hard being a member of the useless class.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was listening to Klaus Schwab's little homosexual pal there, Harari.
Right.
He's talking about the evolution of transhumanism and how all this AI and a fixation of computer hardware to the human being will create a large number of people that he referred to as the useless class.
Well, it's going to be wonderful, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be like hell on earth, right?
Yeah.
Because only Harari and his homosexual lovers, I guess, will be useful. And
yeah. Well, then
Klaus will be dead. Klaus will either be dead by then, or they'll have him frozen on, you know, nitrogen somewhere waiting to reincarnate him.
Well, they're probably going to find children useful, too.
The thing that I decided to address today is bacteria that is antibiotic resistant, creating superbugs that are the basis for these public health catastrophes or public health crises called, you know, plandemics.
Uh-huh.
They're breeding large numbers of antibiotic resistant microbes. And the way they're doing it is they're mixing huge amounts of human excrement together, and then they're dumping it down the rivers and creeks of England so that it, you know, breeds and mixes nicely along the banks of all the rivers and streams in England, in the grass and the brush along both of the banks. And it acts like a big petri dish for all of humanity's sewage, which is literally just full of bacteria and microbes and parasites and viruses and, you know, everything that has the potential to infect the human being. Doing it right out in the open while millions of people are witness to it. Apparently, the Surfers Against Sewage and all the environmentalists in England, there must be controlled by the House of Windsor. They've got to be controlled by the Crown, because it seems that they're only offended by the ickiness of it. The ickiness of it, and that it's killing the fish in the rivers and the creeks and the streams. They stay away from the deadly microbe issue like the plague. They won't touch it with a 10-foot pole for some odd reason. I'm trying to figure out the mindset, the psychology of why they don't want to discuss the deadly microbes. And I finally figured it out. No testicles. They will not stand up against the Crown.
No, of course they won't. Nobody will.
And the big corporations, they call them the water companies, that if you do a little bit of research on what I'm talking about, you'll discover that England is this giant septic leach field. They literally dump just gargantuan, humongous, unbelievable amounts of excrement down all the rivers and creeks in England. And this is all going on while England has the highest infection rates and the highest death rates. And, you know, they've got the highest mortality rates in Europe. Now, I don't know how I could have made that up, if, especially when you can go out on the net and, you know, verify what I'm saying as being the truth. And then, of course, we've got the city of Wuhan, China, which most people think Wuhan is like this little primitive village in China. And, you know, they all poop in outhouses, right?
No, there's millions of people there.
Oh, God, it's five times larger than New York City.
Yeah.
And it's got huge numbers of mid-rise and high-rise apartment buildings. You know, it's essentially at its core, it is a modern city that dumps all their sewage in the Yangtze and the Huan, I think I'm saying that right, Huan River. There's two giant rivers that intersect right in the middle of Wuhan.
Uh-huh.
So it's sort of like New York City has the Hudson, the Harlem, and the East River. East River's on the east side of Manhattan, and Hudson's on the west side, and then the Harlem River crosses across the Manhattan Island from the Hudson to the East River. And it's today, right now, the hospitals are supposedly just maxed out with people that are sick. The hospitals are completely pressed for providing any additional services beyond, you know, regular, you know, automobile accidents and appendectomies and cosmetic surgeries and yada, 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 yada. They're hugely overwhelmed with people that are sick with tuberculosis, which, by the way, is spread by sewage. Isn't that fascinating how, you know, Marburg is spread by sewage, and COVID and Delta and Omicron and Deltacron and all the other so-called variants, according to every health group in the world, is spread in sewage. But they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about how all the wildlife are getting sick. Coyotes, ducks, geese, frogs, insects,
hey,
you know, the birds.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Judd, did you see the documentary called Watch the Water?
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of these different video presentations, and I guess you'd call them infomercials that are being released by people like Dr. David Martin. I guess, and his wife, is it Kim Martin? I think his wife's name's Kim Martin.
Yeah, I think so.
And then
so.
There's another fellow by the name of Stu Peters that put out a very fantastic video. I think the title was Final Days.
Uh-huh.
And you know, there's a lot of these, I don't know, they've got nice production facilities, I guess. And some of them are very well and edited and, you know, professionally put together. Some of them are incredible sources of information. And then I find some of them to sort of be promoting people's celebrity, I guess would be a good way to put it. They're promoting individuals to be superstars, I guess, in the internet age.
Uh-huh.
It's all, you know, kind of self-interested based hooliganism to make themselves big, I guess, in the YouTube ratings.
Yeah, and Instagram and TikTok and all that.
I don't, who's that guy, Russell?
Russell Brand?
Yeah, Russell Brand. He was doing a show a couple days ago, and I say show, you know, kind of there's an entertainment value to some of it.
Aspect to it, yes.
Yeah, he was doing a show about how the deep state is being exposed by Rand Paul and what's his dad's name? I forget. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking to myself, well, that's fascinating to make those claims, and now. Just before you called, I was sitting here fiddling around on the net, and I wrote a piece called 84 captures in 23 years. And I've never been socked with a misinformation, disinformation, fact check, you know, you're full of shit, your postings aren't accurate. I've never had one of those.
You're full of poop.
I've been thrown in jail plenty of times, and I've been deplatformed, but I've never had an attack that's, you know, like what I'm publishing is disinformation or you know,
yeah,
fraudulent information.
So, yep.
And that's in, oh, that's 84 captures in 23 years by the Wayback Machine. Lots of information about the same stinking slob bankers and financiers that are behind the plandemic. The people financing the plandemic are the same stinking bankers that you've heard me drone on about the whole time you've known me.
Uh-huh. Bankster gangsters.
BlackRock. You know, they're all massively involved with the people that have orchestrated and perpetrated, very criminally, I might add, this plandemic. Somebody's writing the checks. Somebody's cashing the checks. And, of course, somebody's laundering the money. So, how are you today, Mr. Rogers?
Well, I'm...
You want to be my neighbor?
Yeah. I'm taking the opportunity for your ranting to have some dinner.
Yeah, well, I'll try to rant on pretty good here about poop and wee-wee.
Uh-huh.
Because I'll guarantee you what, if you do a little research on the poop and wee-wee crisis in the world, you'll find that we're swimming in it. Huge, absolutely out of control, you know, sewage gone wild crisis all over the earth. And people wonder, you know, why there are so many people with respiratory problems.
Yeah.
You know, and why would Bill Gates be in the mosquito manufacturing business?
Yeah.
Or the mosquito breeding, excuse, well, no, it's kind of manufacturing. He genetically modified like gazillions of mosquitoes to release into the wild to supposedly interbreed with disease-carrying mosquitoes that I assume just, I don't know, I'm going out here on a limb, I guess. They breed in the creeks and the rivers and the streams and such that I've been talking about that are full of excrement.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking earlier today, Judd, that millions of people are intellectually dishonest with themselves and the information that's out there, basically. You know, it's much easier for them to say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, than to actually look into something and try to, you know, do something about it.
Take enough effort? Yeah.
Yeah.
Take the effort to maybe... I just opening this one up. I got dozens and dozens of them laying here. I don't even know what this one's about. From the United States District Court, Western District of Louisiana. Case number 3:22, CV 01213. Before Judge Daugherty and McCluskey. Yeah, Judge Kayla D. McCluskey, Terry A. Daugherty. The federal courts of the United States in Louisiana are very convenient to its appellate court, the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. So the venue was chosen by the state of Missouri and the state of Louisiana to bring the case in Louisiana so that any interlocutory rulings that may need to be appealed would be able to be appealed right there in Louisiana. And you'll have to excuse me. I'm kind of out of breath here a little bit. and New Orleans. These issues that we're discussing on the Cabal today, and have discussed it many times before, are very, very real. They're going on today. They've been going on now for going on 2 years. The litigation has involved a large number of defendants of the United States government, including the CIA, the Department of Defense, the National Security Administration, Homeland Security, the FBI, the Department of the Census, the Department of Health, the CDC, the Centers for Infectious Disease. That's Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci himself is a defendant. Joe Biden, the president of the United States, is a defendant. And there's a very large, very significant group of scientists, doctors, and lawyers, and petitioners like Judson Witham, which, you know, this guy right here, going up against this plandemic mafia. For real. It's a fight. And the reason it's being done is this plandemic scamdemic is literally something that was engineered and built in the laboratory on purpose.
It was.
Center, for the more intellectual listeners, they understand center is with foresight of malice and intent. That's not too legalistic, is it, Steve?
Yeah.
But you've got a mass murder underway by the United States government aimed at its own citizens. You've got a recent treaty that I believe has become European law. Port system, where if you're going to travel across a international border, like from the United States into Canada, for instance, or the United States to, say, France or Germany, or, you know, if you're going to take a business trip to Australia, you're going to have to be certified as being fully vaccinated and approved to travel with your vaccination status, which also means, here's the part they, you know, don't really, you know, it's in the small print. It's a human registry. It's not national ID, it's international ID. And they've got every shred of your personal information at a keystroke on their databases. You are tracked, you're watched, you're surveilled, you're monitored, all your email, your telephone communications, you know, every bit of your personal health information, family information, because they can reach out and touch all your relatives by tracking you as a member of a family, even your ancestral records. So it's a human registry of a planetary nature. And, I don't know. I don't know if it's a brave new world or not, but it sure smells like it. The consequences? Well, lipid nanoparticles, lipid nanochips.
Yep.
How do they function? How do they work? What makes them tick? Have you studied how they affect the human genome? Have you studied what they do to animal genetics? Do you understand they're using this stuff on plants that are food? They're using all this mRNA lipid nanochip technology in virtually everything you put in your mouth and everything that you drink. Everything that you depend on for survival. They're lacing everything that you consume with Bill Gates' nano computer chips. They call them lipid nanoparticles, but what they are is they're fragments of larger computer networks that assemble themselves almost identical to the way your Cheerios are attracted in a bowl of milk as you sit and eat them at the breakfast table. They're drawn together by electrostatic forces. They're assembled literally together. They stick together. They come together exactly like your Cheerios in your breakfast cereal bowl.
Uh-huh.
And they're controllable with microwave transmissions from your cellular towers. And they assemble inside the body into larger organisms, including such thing as nanobots. What we have ventured into here, ladies and gentlemen, is the future of transhumanism. Everybody's been following Elon Musk's work on Neuralink, for instance, where computers will be attached to the body to assist people to ambulate limbs that are paralyzed. In other words, they'll put a Neuralink in the brain, they'll put a Neuralink in the legs, in the back, and the people that were paralyzed and could not walk will be electromechanically assisted by Neuralink to walk again, which is, you know, probably a legitimate and beneficial use of this technology. Kudos to Elon Musk, right? But there's also a sinister side to it, because Neuralink is literally the beginning. We're just getting started here, folks.
It's the
what they're injecting into the body with these so-called COVID. They're not vaccines, folks. They are not vaccines. They're nanolipid particles. They are not vaccines. Any way you look at it, any way you slice it, they're not vaccines. But the entire health community, the World Health Organization, the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, World Economic Foundation, they all lie to the world, and they call them vaccines when they are not. They're not vaccines. And if you have any doubts, get a hold of a few of the doctors that are associated with Dr. David Martin, and he'll be more than happy to explain it.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've been beating my head against the wall, because when my sister Heather was, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, at Lake George Elementary School and even into junior high school, her boyfriend was a fellow by the name of David Martin. I don't know if this is the same David Martin or not. I'm going to have to dig a little deeper.
Well, this this David Martin was born in 67.
Yeah, that'd make him too young then, I guess. That wouldn't be him.
Yeah.
But I am friends with his. He's got a cousin, Rick Martin, who's in the Freedom Patriot type movement there in Michigan. How genuine some of these people are, I don't know. I couldn't swear to it. But, you know, you never know these days who you're dealing with, really, until, you know, they're battle tested a couple times and see if they don't turn on you like a snake and throw you under a bus.
Right.
I've had it done to me a couple times. You think you know people.
I find it interesting, Judd, that there's been a lot of these people that they call the misinformation and the disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube allowed their channels to stay up, but they deleted 30, mm-hmm. 40, 50,000 of other YouTube channels.
Well, this last time, I've had my YouTube channel canceled now three times. About 2,500 videos just, you know, cast to the winds. I had them published, some of them on other platforms, but, you know, my YouTube channel was the premier destination for the, what'd you call me last time, the amazing antagonist? What'd you say?
Yes.
But this last time YouTube canceled me, I put a copy of it up on Rumble because I predicted that they would boot me off the platform because of the video.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, man, no sooner than that video hit YouTube, I was canned. That was the end of my career on YouTube.
I've been up on Rumble.
I mean, just recently here in the last, I don't know, I got booted off of YouTube, I guess, about a year ago, I guess. But in any event, I put a copy of it up on Rumble, and what I was doing was I was reading straight off Precision Nano Systems' website in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Uh-huh.
I was reading straight from Bill Gates' company, Precision Nano Systems, about the lipid nanoparticles. And apparently that was taboo. And bam, they pulled my plug at YouTube because I was telling people the truth. Now, I don't know how many times, remember when we were kids, you get down to the end of your bowl of Cheerios, or you get down to the end of your bowl of Captain Crunch.
Uh-huh.
And the little pieces of cereal would magically suck together like they were magnetic.
Right.
Because they had static charges on them in the milk. And that's very similar to the way the nanoparticles assemble in the body. Yep. And of course they have graphene oxide in them, and the graphene oxide is a superconductor, and they're able to transmit just like a transistor radio, only using microwaves at the body. And these little nanochip particles, lipid nanoparticles, they assemble into larger organisms. They're biomechanical
structures.
Organisms.
Yeah, yeah. That, well, it's just like the Borg in the Star Trek series, the Next Generation.
Yeah, correct. And well, there was, you remember, Terminator.
Yeah.
And that hydrogel, you know, interstellar,
yep,
assassin that was coming after Schwarzenegger.
Yep. The second
chop
one.
Him up and cut him up and he'd reassemble.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how these lipid nanoparticles work. And
well,
that's what's causing the blood clots.
Well, there's no mistake that they come out with these movies and TV shows and showed that stuff, though. No mistake whatsoever.
These technologies have been available to the Department of Defense for decades before it's manifest into the public purview. Yep. These technologies came over with the Nazis when they perpetrated paperclip and brought all the Nazi scientists from Europe over after the Second World War.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, really has never been over. It's been going on in the form of the Cold War. And now we've got, you know, China and Russia and Iran and North Korea. And, you know, everybody's just waiting for the big one, right?
Yep.
But the good news is, the cabal is the premier destination on planet Earth for the preservation of human liberty and freedom. I got a wonderful note from Annie, and I was like blushing and smiling and everything when I read it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she told me I was a wonderful human being. She said that I'm a great antagonist and I was welcome on the, you know, the cabal anytime.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a big deal. You know, I saved it. I put it, you know, that's, yeah, like a what do you call that there? A fantastic recommendation to put in a
yeah.
Well, resume.
You are the poopmeister, so.
Dude, let me just kind of, you know, as a kid, I grew up in Northern New York, and my father had a friend. He was an old man when I met him. He was laying in his bed. He was in his 90s. I thought he was Santa Claus. He had long, yellowing, white hair, you know, really long, like Buffalo Bill Cody there.
Yep.
And he had long, yellowing fingernails, you know, and old man hands, and he laid in his bed, and he was writing his books. I didn't know what he was writing, but that's what he was writing. He was writing a collection of three books about his life that are today in the Library of Congress. Howard C. Mason, Backward Glances, and it was all about his life, you know, before electricity and before, I don't know, the steam engine. And, you know, he was all horse and buggy and oil lamps and, you know, handmade candles. And, you know, if you didn't grow it in the garden behind the farmhouse, you starved kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
But he had a business in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and it was an ice business. He had a very large ice house not far from where I grew up, and then he had a couple more in other counties downstate. But he'd cut ice off the Hudson River in the wintertime with wagons and horses and saws and crews of men, and they'd load the wagons up with the blocks of ice, and then they'd take them to the ice storage houses, which were insulated with sawdust and straw, and you know, they had
that's pretty much what everybody did back then, though, or took it off the rivers or the lakes.
Exactly. Now, in New York's history, if you look up the history of typhoid and meningitis and influenza and some of the other more interesting dysentery diseases, you'll discover that the ice that they put in with their food spread disease like wildfire up and down the Hudson Valley. New York City, I mean, well, they dumped so much sewage in the Hudson. They're still doing it, but back in the early days of the modernization and civilization in New York, all the villages and towns along the Hudson River dumped all their sewage in the river, which wound up in the ice and then in the ice box. The history of millions of deaths in New York is available to anybody that takes the time to research it a little bit. So I read about this stuff, I don't know, 50 years ago. I've been the Poopmeister a long time, Steve.
Right, right.
Oh, well, you remember the Love Canal mess? Remember that horribly contaminated, it was out around Syracuse there in New York, a horribly, horribly contaminated residential area that used to be an industrial area called Love Canal. I was part of the crew of people that exposed all that back in the 70s. Yeah. I'm a cool old guy. You see my picture.
Yep.
I've spent my whole life trying to be cool, man. I worked so hard at not being an asshole. I figured if I didn't become an asshole, I'd be a decent human being. What do you think?
Yeah. Don't forget, we're on air.
Oops, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Annie. I apologize. I'll make up for it somehow. But, I mean, this is beyond outrage. It's just beyond unacceptable. It's so far beyond unacceptable, you can't even describe it. These people have engaged in mass murder. And the sickening part about it is they know it. And I'll tell you exactly how they know it. They're dumping sewage all over England and have been doing so since the 13 and 14 and 1500s.
Yes.
Ever since growth in the civilization, the population centers of England, they've been dumping sewage all over England for centuries. Same with Boston, same with Baltimore, same with Washington, D.C.,
Chicago.
Same with Savannah, Georgia. Oh, yeah, Raleigh, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the whole civilization infrastructure of the northeastern portion of the United States is just a giant example of it, just like Canada. Canada has an extremely large sewage problem, so they dump it in the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence Seaway. Look it up. I mean, this stuff isn't, you know, rocket science. You know, you flush the toilet and it goes down a pipe, and then it, you know, goes into a little bit bigger pipe, maybe a bigger pipe after that, and then it goes in a river where the birds and the mosquitoes, remember Bill Gates' mosquito breeders operations?
Yes.
He breeds like 2 billion mosquitoes a month or something crazy, and then releases them into the wild because supposedly they've been genetically modified to breed with the other disease-carrying mosquitoes. You know, so these sciences and the reality and the facts of what we're discussing on today's Cabal, fact-checkers are not going to be able to say it's disinformation because it's historical fact.
Well, they put this new label on there as out of context little Ooh. Thingy on there now.
I'm just waiting for him to come up with half cocked, you know.
Yeah.
Cockamamie. Well, they
or harebrained.
Cockamamie, but I can't say the other part on it.
Harebrained.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, I did right before you called me up. I was sitting here fiddling around a little bit, and I thought, wow. 84 captures on the Wayback Machine over 23 years. And I don't believe I've ever been, you know, outed by the fact checkers as, you know, shoveling poop.
Uh-huh.
That is not one of the things in my life that I care to do, and that's get up in the morning.
They haven't even put a misinformation label on you?
Make a boob out of myself.
They haven't even put a misinformation label on you yet?
Not one time.
I'll be darned.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because I do my homework. Yeah.
Not even out of context?
Nope. If you look at the sewage problems on the East River, which is over on the New Rochelle side of New York City, Manhattan, where they had, at one point, they were the highest infection rates and death rates in the world. New York City. That's why they sent those hospital ships up to the city to aid with the sick and dying and the dead. They had to have the use of the morgues on those ships to deal with the bodies because there were so many people dead from rendesimer. I'm sorry. It ain't funny, folks. I just
no. It's
you
know, not.
Most of the people died from the rendesimer that they in the ventilator tubes, and they didn't die from COVID. They died from the doctors treating them. Jeez, what a freaking mess! Wow, and it's murder. I mean, here I'm gonna aid in everybody's understanding here greatly. There's this nice lady, I don't know her personally, but I've been interacting with her quite a bit on the internet for, I don't know, a couple of years now. Her name is Janice Dean. She's a chief meteorologist for Fox News out of Albany, New York. You know, she's a weather girl. But, you know, she's a very high-level weather girl. She's, you know, her husband's mother and father were put in nursing homes because, you know, they were getting to the point where they needed the hospice care. And Governor Cuomo very infamously put, you know, thousands of people with infectious COVID
Guido?
Into the nursing homes.
Yeah. Yeah, Guido did that, didn't he?
Well, I hate to pick on Andy, but when I was growing up, I had a job at East Glens Falls, had a West, they called it the West Mountain Nursing Home. It was in Eastern, or I take that back. It was in Western Glens Falls. Well, that's a, boy, I talk about stupid. But I worked around and amongst senior citizens for about 3 years. part-time. In the summer, I think I worked there full-time for, you know, a couple months at a time.
Yeah.
But I learned that, you know, people at that stage of life are wonderful people. I mean, I met some of the coolest people ever. People with, you know, sad stories, people with hard stories, but, you know, people with wonderful stories and stories about their kids and their grandkids. They're just amazing human beings.
Well, they didn't live that long without having the stories.
You don't put infectious people in nursing homes. I'm sorry, man. I mean, come on. What kind of moron, Cuomo? I don't think it was done with anything less than center. It was done with foresight of malice. They knew what they were doing. They were exposing very fragile senior citizens to a deadly disease. Now, I'm sorry. I don't buy this. Cuomo's that stupid. I don't buy it. I believe it's premeditated murder. And Cuomo, if you don't like it, send that goofball brother of yours anywhere you want. I'll meet him anywhere. And we'll duke it out in this freaking gutter if you want to, Andy.
Yeah.
I don't care. You're a murderer.
Guido.
And your brother is an accessory to murder. And all across the United States, there were other states that did the same thing. And around the world, they did it in Europe on a huge basis. Take the COVID sick and put them in with the elderly.
Yep.
I think they eradicated how many million people?
I think, it's hard to tell, but I think America's lost like 25 million.
My estimates are worldwide and from other people that have good information. There's been between 6 and 8 million people killed globally. But that's a lot of freaking people, man. Come on. I mean, I don't know how you measure the value of a human being, but I know how I measure the value of a human being, and every one of them are very important, very precious, and very special. And I almost did it, Andy. I'm sorry. I almost cussed on your station. Any animal that would do that to seniors, I believe in the death penalty. I think, I don't know, guillotines or, hangman's nooses. Shooting them would be too kind. Lethal injection? Nah, that's too kind too. Unless we're going to use battery acid. I don't mean to be gross or, I don't mean to offend anybody, but you ever watch somebody die? You ever been right there and watched them take their last breath?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's tough, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, I've been on more than a few accident scenes and, you know, construction sites, and I've watched people get electrocuted, and I've watched people get crushed. I've been, my dad, I remember.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out for about 5 seconds.
My father took us to an automobile accident when we were kids, and there was glass and blood all over the front seat, and the people who perished were removed, but Dad wanted us to see what unsafe driving, what the result is. That all being said, I hope everybody that listens to this broadcast will take the time to watch Stu Peters' Final Days. It's a fascinating video. It's about, I don't know, it's a couple hours long. But it's a fascinating collection of insights into we're in a lot of trouble, Houston. We got a problem, Houston. And most of it stems from people that are animals. They're not really people. They're savage beasts behind the eyeballs. They have no morals. They have no integrity. They have no empathy at all. They're sociopaths. And killing off a few billion people, They cheer it on. They are 100% supportive of eliminating huge numbers of the people on this earth because they view those people as the useless class. Those are not my words. That comes out of that pile of monkey dung, old Klaus Schwab's homosexual pal. Yeah, there's too many people on the earth, and according to Bill Gates, and I've heard him say it right out of his own mouth, that this vaccination protocol that their World Health Organization's shoving down everybody's throats, that they can reduce the earth's population using these mRNA injections. Bill Gates said it, I didn't. What does that tell you?
That tells you you're a conspiracy theorist. That's what it says.
Well, you know, when Gates
or
says it during a broadcast to the world.
Or it's out of context.
Well, I mean, you know, he engaged in so-called vaccination programs in Africa sterilize millions.
I know. He's just misunderstood, though. That was taken out of context.
Personally, you know, I believe that it would be a very good idea to throw a net over that animal and take him into custody immediately. I mean, if I had the authority on the cabal to call for the detainment, arrest, and trial of Bill Gates from this moment forward, that's exactly what I'm doing. How's that for the cabal? This isn't a play-around game show where we're just trying to entertain people with, you know, our wit and our wisdom.
It's not at all.
And I believe Bill Gates, there's a lot of people around the world that absolutely agree with what I just said. You think?
Yes.
Now, I'm not an ancient old man, but, you know, I'm pushing 67.
And a lot of Africans would think so, that's for sure. And a lot of Indians, too.
My mother, you know, made sure that I got educated. My father, the same thing. And both of my parents were pretty doggone good people. I'm not going to say they walked on water because they didn't. But they weren't into genocide either. I believe Bill Gates is guilty of genocide and huge, massive fraud.
Yes.
Just like Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak,
yep,
and Eco Health Alliance and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. You see, back in the 70s, I had a very close friend of mine. He was also my first cousin. He and I chased a lot of girls together. We drank a lot of beer. We smoked some just incredible grass through the years. Gold and red, and, you know, we had a hankering for a good Bogart. But he was a good friend. And when he went in the Air Force, I swear to God, this is the truth, I gave him a gas mask pipe and a bag of Acapulco gold, a full ounce of gold, you know, as a going away present. And, I was young and I wasn't really thinking, you know, he's going in the Air Force and, you know, getting a gas mask and a bag of weed, you know, into basic training is going to be a little difficult, right?
Right.
But he wound up in the virology department of the U.S. Air Force experimenting on bacteriological warfare agents and, you know, how to wage germ warfare against the world. That was his specialty, and he was always provided prostitutes on the weekends, grass and booze on the weekends, and everything else that you needed so you didn't have to go into town or go off the base. provided by the security forces of the United States Air Force.
Oh, goodness.
To their germ warriors. How's that one, Ed Snowden? How's that one for a revelation for the world? Yeah, they supplied them their entertainment on the security barracks at places like Andrews Air Force Base, where, you know, Bethesda Naval Hospital is right around the corner from there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He lived on Andrews. And then he lived on a base in Wichita. I think it was Wichita, Texas, but don't hold me to that. It was someplace in northern Texas, up north of Dallas, where they had a hospital full of all kinds of cancer patients and things, people that were dying, and they used them for guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd give them, you know, different kind of viral agents and aid and assist them in dying a little quicker. Or seeing if they could cure them, you know, for biodefense measures, like Dugway Proving Ground at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Those are biodefense bases.
Yeah.
Or if we have a biological attack on the United States, they've got teams that go in and secure the area, kill the infected, and dispose of their bodies. What do they call that? Shoot, right on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of the name of the team that is designated for those germ warriors. But that's the kind of gain of function the Air Force has been doing since, I don't know, they handed out those infected blankets to the Indians out west. Gave them all, wasn't it yellow fever or something they infected the blankets with?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, good old Homer Freeland Braver.
Yeah.
I got this woman, I'm ashamed right now, in the name of her man or her God.
You're breaking up a bunch.
Yeah, they don't like me talking about Native American issues.
There you go, you're on now.
Well, I mean, there's people that, you know, the Americas were stolen by the royal kingdoms of Europe and Britain. They came here and they invaded and they took over with military might and stole everything in sight.
Well, they did it to every single continent, not just North America here.
Now you're starting trouble, aren't you, Steve?
Uh-huh.
You had to go tell me about they're doing it all over the world, didn't you, Roberts?
Yeah, well, that's...
You just had to do it, didn't you? You couldn't help yourself.
I know.
You couldn't restrain yourself.
I know.
Ah, what a troublemaker you are.
I'm telling you.
But you're right. I mean, that's a fact of it. So this woman, I mean, she hates white people. She don't like white people at all. And very, very, you know, kind of militant and threatening about it. And I've been doing my best to tell her, you know, I come from a tribe and a clan, too. Northern Scandinavian Nordic tribes of the mountains of Northern Europe, you know, in Eurasia, I guess they call it. Probably kin to the Mongol, right?
Uh-huh.
Our ancient tribes and clans, they've slaughtered and murdered each other over Europe for 5,000 years before they got in a boat and crossed the Atlantic.
Pretty much.
This bloodshed and this murderous thing called humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got your humanity and a history of bloodshed that freaking stagger most people if they take the time to look at it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, murdering off a few billion people with lipid nanoparticles is, you know, it's
just part
like
for the,
child's play. It's like Play-Doh for, just, you know, the...
Just part for the course. Lipid.
Yeah, it's like just, you know, that's how they roll.
Yeah. We've only got a couple
so
minutes
again,
here.
I mean...
We got just a couple minutes here.
Well, let me put out a call across the world for the immediate arrest and prosecution of Gates and Fauci and Dazak and all their little pals that aided and abet them with gain of function. No. It's the weaponization of germ warfare agents to murder millions, billions. And all in the name of the home of the free and the land of the brave? I'm sorry, but if I were in charge, Mr. Operation Warp Speed would be in handcuffs and manacles before the sun goes down.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that Warp Speed guy, you talk about a freaking animal. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And they all do. Pfizer darn sure knew what it's doing.
Yep.
And Moderna and Johnson and the rest of them, they all knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they did.
They all know what they are doing.
Yep.
Steve Roberts and Annie, God bless the both of you. God bless the cabal. Cancel the cabal, the world's premier destination for. Gets real quick on this show, doesn't it, Steve?
Yes, it does.
You think they got a security file on me about 2 feet thick? I'll bet you I couldn't get on an airline or buy a gun. How much you want to bet?
Probably not.
And that little crazy thing I had with that woman there last month?
Uh-huh.
She popped up out of nowhere.
Interesting,
very
huh?
Very interesting story behind it, too. All the attorneys she worked with in New York, and when she left out of here, man, she went right up to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and then turned right around and went down to Palm Beach, Florida, down there by Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. And I got records to prove it, too. Oh, look at this. I got a great big old deer, big old doe standing straight across the street, just looking at me like, are you on the cabal? That deer knows something. That deer. God bless you, Steve and Annie. Thank you, and God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Have a good night.
I'm going to see if this deer is like just frozen, looking right at me. She just wagged her little tail.
All right. Have a good day. Okay, folks, that's it. Not enough time for a song, so I'm just going to drop the streams. Hope everybody comes out tomorrow for me and Roger.